As the Pope mentioned in his Angelus, the Rimini meeting for friendship among peoples opened yesterday. For the first time ever, Mass opening the week-long event was presided over by the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, who in his homily warned against the loss of the meaning of truth in today's society. Chris Altieri reports.
In an exclusive interview with Vatican Radio Sunday evening, the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, expressed his regard for the thousands who each year attend the Rimini meeting, describing them as a careful and curious people with a thirst for knowledge.
Ho sempre visto, direi, il popolo del meeting numeroso, attento, curioso, come dicevo.
The Cardinal said as the Pope's envoy, he brought a special word of encouragement from Pope Benedict XVI to the participants, as well as the Holy Father's reflections on this year's theme of truth, which he described as significant because the search for truth is written into the very inmost nature of each and every man. The Cardinal continued to say society often has a distorted vision of what the Church is and what it represents.
La Chiesa è un grande capolavoro di Dio.
The Church is one of God's great masterpieces, but it is also the fruit of the millions of men and women and of the countless young who populate it. The Church is the fruit of its past, but it is also rooted in the present, and throughout the world it produces an immense volume of good. Cardinal Bertone said the Church cannot be reduced to the dimensions of a non-governmental organization. The Church belongs to Christ, said Cardinal Bertone. It is one, Catholic and apostolic.
Abbiamo sentito ripresentare in questi giorni questa posizione e abbiamo già ascoltato.
The Cardinal also expressed regret regarding Amnesty International's decision to support selective abortion, officially confirmed at their International Council meeting last week in Mexico.
Diciamo che aggiungere a omicidi.
The Cardinal said that men and women of the Church throughout the world have already made their stark opposition to this decision clear. He said violence cannot be answered by further violence, murder with murder, for even if the child is unborn, it is still a human person. It has a right to dignity as human being. Cardinal Bertone reiterated that all forms of violence against women must be opposed and that the inhuman violence of rape be stopped. And society be mobilized to defend the dignity of women.
I grandi messaggi, I documenti della Chiesa sulla dignità delle donne.
Cardinal Bertone underlined that the Church, in its many documents and encyclicals, has promoted the dignity of women, such as the CDF document signed by then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger and Cardinal Bertone that passed by somewhat unnoticed, said the Cardinal, on the collaboration of men and women in the Church and in the world. Cardinal Bertone concluded saying, "We cannot ever destroy life. We must always save life, even if it is the fruit of violence." I'm Chris Altieri.